Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today, Psalm 57, verses 6 through 11, continued from yesterday. This is a psalm when David was running from Saul, and he was hiding in a cave. Speaking of his enemy, David said, "They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing to you among the peoples, for great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." So David was on the run from the jealous king Saul, who was intent on putting him to death. So fleeing from his life, David slipped into one of those many mountainous caves in Israel to hide. It was from a cave that David wrote this psalm. Although he was bowed down in distress, amazingly, David began to sing to the Lord. From the recesses of the cave, just think about it, from the recesses of a dark cave, David started singing songs of praise. He desired that his soul would awaken and free itself from the distress that held him down. He was determined to lift the spirits of others by singing among the peoples. David reminded himself of God's great love that is not hindered by a cavern. God's love reaches to the heavens. God's faithfulness reaches to the skies. Let me encourage you to sing today, even if you are in a personal cave. I know that you may not feel like singing. Many times I don't. But begin by asking God to awaken your soul, to give you the desire to praise Him. Sing a song about His great love that is never diminished by our situations, our circumstances. Sing a song about His great faithfulness that reaches through your cave to the skies. Tell God that you want Him to be honored in this situation. And as you sing your praises, ask God to deliver you from the darkness of your cave. Father, my cave is dark and it is damp, and I don't want to be here. I don't feel like praising you, but please ignite my heart with the desire to sing of your love and faithfulness. Put a song in my heart that I can sing with joy and confidence. Encourage me as I honor you with praise, and please deliver me from this cave. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.